I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So come.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Marakata. Lembreno sombrando ribradaka rakadosha. Mazembreno sombrado shikia ragadosa. Egara gabasum preno somende ligadasha. Shara batala bale purukuto mande libra nozo brande libra dashe keye garaga da sokrando le brande le gedusa makia bako sokrando le branana embranoso brando libra dashe shande le brakata ye gradoso manto le branene embrakata yarado Zombre do sovrado riga dosha manda raga dosha. O bala baba 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 baba. E kaya la bakata ya la bosu manta le bradese. Zembro nuzo vara kata ya la bronde. E kere bosu manta la bosu menta la bronde. E kia bako sovrado sovrarende. Mande le brashibra kata la brande rege dosha. In the name of Jesus. O karakata la krante legre doso. Zambere dede doroso. Marakata yerege dosha. Marabanso predoso. Kataya la brende. Ekia la ba. Endarabasam prodoso. Pradeke la boso. Mandele brase prege dorogo doso. Manda la boso. Ekara Ora basa kata lembre keta. E ya ba 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 ba. E re 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 re. Ala bako tole marakata yere boso. Zombre no shamanta higa ragadoso. Marabasa prade re re doso prado doso. E kaya la babare barakata era doroso. Engaroso mando libra doso. E kereboso bababo. E barabasombre doso kalabashimbre nosa. In the name of Jesus. Ale kete le kera kataya basompra noso. Mande libra kadeya bakata. Ala balabasa perege dosha. Mando le brakata ye gedo sokoto ya la bosha. O malembra nana yembra nana. E ke yere gedo sokata ya la basam pradosa. Endoro boshe gera gado gudosu. E kala ba 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 ba. Endara basa pere gedo sokrodosu. Ande librande librakata ye gera dodosu. Amboro boso bradaraba sempre no son cante yeregedosha. In the name of Jesus, alondo londo libarakata. Eke yeregedoso koto yalaba sombredosa. In the name of Jesus, abolo koto. Ambere kete arakata yarakate lebranana sombronosa. E de barakata ya la ba 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 ba. O baraba sampa le branana sempre noso. E kaya la ba kala ba 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 ba. E kala ba sekete le brono nosha. Andoroso kia lamroso. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and edify your own self. Talk in other tongues tonight. Let your heart be open tonight. that you may receive the word in time and in season tonight. Ebalande legedopsa ale kushamako rokoto lebrande lebrande avaso farakata lebrane neshe ele barabarakata lebrando lebranana enono somando lebrada sheregedopsa ekala baba 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 ekala baraka barabaraba sombrenoso E kala goro koto lebra nana kende lebra kata ya roso. E shamba la bareke te lebra nanasa. E ndala koto lebra kata yere gedoso. Mande lebra kata yele boro koto. E ndale boro koto la barakata la brande rebosa. Endoro shamanda labaso bredosa kia labaso. In the name of Jesus, alo borokoto labrakita yarabaso prenoso. O barakate yeregedega rakata yarabaso prenoso. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Ale barakata lebranana sumbrodosa. Ekusha barakata yeregedoso. Embara masomboro kotoli barakatoya labrando lebrunono. O barabasa beregedosa. In the name of Jesus. Ale barakata yeregeto. In the name of Jesus. Maro koto lebrakata yeregedoso. Enyamara nana. O barika bakata yele mondo e baraba sompredo so kata yala baba e re baba e marakata yala bante le boro koto e kera basso prodo shamande libra da katoya e boro koto li barakate ya rakatosa e maraba shale boro koto Shale borokoto ekia la marakata ya la brondo ebrakata lebra nana sombrenoso manda lega dosha ale kia ragata yele mando lebra kata o barasa bale geda doso zambarakata yele koto lebra nana nase She borokoto la barakata le marakata Eke yereboso kata ya labando Embronoso brada rakato le brande le bosha In the name of Jesus Alelele kia rakata Emborokoto le barababababa Enono shamana koto ya lagadiga rokoto yegeda radanda Marabaso prodos ale crendoro godos e kia la marakata o barabasam palegedosa in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. O barakata lebranana sumano no sumenosa e ke yeregedoso carabaro cotolo in arabasa beredoso. E kulo koto le mando li barakato ye gira manono nonono. Lengere gedoso ke yarabasa nana. In the name of Jesus. Ale kuto lo koto. Manda li brakata ye keroso brando roso. E nana shimana ki yara godoso. E ke yala babababababa. Ele mara masombra non osa kayele bronto. E kiara baba 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 E kaya la barabasa belabato le marakate yaramanta. E yarabasu brodoso. In the name of Jesus. Andele barakata. O raki barakata yereke rokonto. Andele barakate lembro nosumbrana nashimanda lebro nonoso. E namakoto le barakate. E kia la barakata yalabakoto le borokoto. E barakata yere boso mborodoso. Zumama le borokoto le kira mako sombradosa. In the name of Jesus. Ala barakata. Ekuso koto yera boso manda le brononoso. Ora ba 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 shinana na shinana. Ekia la bakoto la barakoto le borokoto. Manda libra naso manto libra nene ni ambarokoto. Ora ba 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 ba. Eya bara 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 bara. Enya na na ya na na ya na 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 yeroki ya bakoso. E barakata le borokoto yara na noso mendoro grosha. Ale kuto. Ale kuto, ale kuto liko romoso mananasa. Ale bruno no shimbara kadoso kia la bababa. O barabata la barakata. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. All right, let's go into what we have tonight. All right, a lot of us are not here yet. All right, but we've got to start, we've got to start, we've got to start. Tonight is not just a prayer meeting. It's also a time of edification, a time, all right, of getting into the word that we may be blessed tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 All right, we're looking at the believer's authority. Very important scripture in the body of Christ and very important scripture for every individual that wants to walk in the reality of the inheritances in Christ, all right? All that Christ has done for us, it's important that you know it, that you be able to use it in your individual lives. Now, the believer's authority is so important, you know, in such a way that he already knows who he is, and then he now knows the kind of power he can exercise. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to be looking, you know, at that. Because, listen. The enemy will continue to cheat the believer, the born-again Christians, because he does not know his right. All right? The fact that you you are in Christ Jesus doesn't mean that everything that Christ has done for you, you will be able to enjoy it. No, it's not automatic. No, it's not. The fact that you are in a facility, if you are not aware, all right, of the other benefits that are in that facility. Do you know that you can just be ignorant and you'll be there? Every other person will be enjoying the facility, but you would not. Why? Because you are not aware. All right? So the believer has got to be aware. All right? He has to be aware. It's like maybe you are in an environment, or maybe you decided to lodge in a place and they said that breakfast is free. You know, but every time you go for breakfast, you go and pay. You never knew. So every time you were going, you were always paying. And you didn't know that you were not supposed to pay. So each time you went and you went to pay, nobody was even saying, ah, why are you paying? Why? Because everybody is even still trying to know their own rights too. So that you don't now know. It's not anybody in that sense's business. Do you understand? So you are the one missing out because you are ignorant of the rules. You are ignorant of the law. You are ignorant of what is supposed to be your own benefit. You are ignorant of it. The same way it is when it comes to all these other factors. That's the same way it is when it comes to Christ Jesus. There's so much Christ has done for us. And you and I have God. Can you hear me now? Okay, very good. Now look at this. But like I said before the network went off, you know, God wants us to have a wonderful life. Say that. Say, personalize it. God wants me to have a wonderful life. God wants me to have a beautiful life. Say, just use words. Just keep using words. You know, God wants me to have a blessed life. God wants me. All right. That's what God wants. That you and I enjoy the things that he has done. The reason why he did what he did is the reason why God had to send Jesus is so that you and I can enjoy life. Always remember that. The reason why Jesus died for my sins, he died on the cross of Calvary, is so that I can enjoy life. Say, I can enjoy life. Amen. I can enjoy this life, in this life that you enjoy it. Amen. Very important. Very, very important. You and I must learn, all right, the ways of the Father, all right, the reasons of the Father, the knowings of the Father, so that we can enjoy the things that have been freely given to us. The question that comes to heart is, Pastor Buki, I'm not enjoying everything. No, wala. That's the reason why we are learning what we are learning. So that we will keep learning, we will keep knowing, we will keep enjoying. You've got to enjoy. Let's go to John. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're gonna start right away. All right, let's go to John. Bible says in John chapter 10, all right, verse 10, it says the thief does not come except to steal. Amen. He said the thief, he does not come. The only reason why he will show up, and that's what Bible is saying. The only reason why the thief will show up is only if he has come to steal, if he has come to kill, and the root is death, it's not life. So Bible says in 10, it says that, and to destroy. So it just has a name. Listen, child of God, what was on top was just maybe that wooden plank. So that's exactly what I'm saying. So on top of it is what we see. What we see on top is just cough. What we see on top is headache. Have you not heard that people die of headache? Have you not heard that people die of stomach ache? Have you not heard that people die of heart attack? Have you not heard that people die of high blood pressure? All of these things are sicknesses, but they are what we say, is what you hear, is what happens that somebody just overlooks. But the root of that thing is death. Bible says in John 10:10, it says, I have come. Hallelujah. It says, I have come that they may have life. I have come that you may have life, 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 life. I have come that you may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. Are you getting it? He says, I came. The reason why I came is so that you will have life. So I'm saying to you, Jesus came so that you can enjoy life. Amen. So if I'm not enjoying life, that means there's a knowledge I don't have. Oh, glory to God. There's a knowledge I don't have. Listen, I've gotten to a point in my life whereby I've told myself that you don't need connection to make it in life. You didn't hear what I said. I said you don't need connection to make it in life. If you have Christ, you've got all connections. All you just need to say is to command the resources. That's all you need to do. You need to just place your demand on Jesus. Once you place your demand on Jesus, it will be carried out by the angels. Amen. Amen. Every time you place a demand on Christ, there would always be, a carrying. There will always be an answer. Why? Because the angels have got to. You've made a command in the name of the Father. You've made a command. Bible says that the angels hearken unto the word of the Lord. You know what that means? Whether the word is coming out from your mouth or the word is coming out of Jesus, the point is that they would hearken. So once the word is issued out from your own heart, all right, whether to the master or to the situation, the angels will carry it out. So obviously, listen now. You don't need man to say, I need to be connected for me to rise. No, you will be connected without man. God will use man. You don't need to know them. They can be strangers. As long as it's planet Earth, God has authority over every of his creation. When you begin to decree a thing, there must be an establishment. Amen. There must be an establishment. Every time you decree a thing, there must be what? An establishment. So what do you do? Bible says here, let's continue. Bible says, I have come that they may have life, that you and I may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. That we may have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus came to save. That's the reason why he came. He came that we may be saved. He came that you and I may be saved. Christianity, let me tell you what Christianity is about. See, Christianity is not getting something from God. That's not what Christianity is about. Hallelujah. Did I bust your bubbles there? I said Christianity is not getting something from God. It is discovering what has been done already that is in Christ Jesus. All right? And then hallelujah. I must understand. So because we're talking about the believer, I like us to look at who a believer is. Amen. Let's start. Who is a believer? Let's go to the book of John. Still in the book of John, chapter 6. Go with me. Who is a believer? Oh, barakata lebra nonosutu. Who is a believer? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who is a believer? I'm going to read verse 47. And it says here, it says, most assuredly I say to you, all right? Most assuredly I say to you, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. All right? A believer. It says in verse 47, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. A believer is who? One who has everlasting life. What I just said. I said the believer is of an advantage. Whether he's here on earth or he's left his body and is dead and because he's now a spirit, he has an advantage. He has a continuity. So the fact that he has dropped his body doesn't mean that he no longer exists. He still exists. It's an everlasting life. And it's not an everlasting life of suffering. It's an everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Him that has the life, has a son, has the life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want us to see it tonight. He who sins is of the devil. All right? 1 John 3:8. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God has manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. He's 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 been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Whoever does not practice righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is the expression of God. All right? Is it an expression of God in character? Expression of God in nature. So the nature of God is in the children of God. So you have the nature of God. You have the nature of God. You have the Son. The only way you can receive righteousness is because you receive Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only way that righteousness can be yours. That righteousness can be mine. Because I receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. So that means by receiving Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, there are different inheritances that I now have. And one of it is the righteousness of God. And that's why believers will say that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. How do you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? The only way to become the righteousness of God is by accepting Jesus, by accepting what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. 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 You accept what Jesus has done. You accept what Jesus has done. You accept what Jesus has done. Hey, la makoto la bosa. You accept what Jesus has done. That's what you do. You accept it. You accept it. And the moment you accept it, you have the Son. And you have his life. His life produces, gives you all of the inheritances. That's what the life of God gives to us. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. I'd like you to go to 2 Corinthians. Let's keep moving. 2 Corinthians 2. All right? I want us to read from verse 1 Corinthians, sorry, not 2nd. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Sorry about that. Okay. I'm going to read from verse 14. Look at it. It says, now, you know, we just talked about the fact that he that has Christ has his life. All right. So now let's look at the person that does not have Christ. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, but the natural man, all right, the normal man, the man without Christ, all right, does not receive the things of the Spirit. He cannot receive it. He cannot receive the things of God. All right, Bible says that, for they are foolishness to him. Did you hear that? He says that the natural man that does not know Jesus, that has refused to walk in the ways of God or to even receive Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, Bible calls such people natural men. All right. So the Bible says here that this natural man cannot receive. And the reason why he cannot receive is because he cannot understand. And the reason why he cannot understand is because he cannot fathom. Hallelujah. All right. The natural man, he cannot put the thing together. Okay. Let me give you examples of the things the natural man cannot put together, because he does not believe. He does not understand how you can just say a prayer, and immediately you say the prayer, you become the son of God, the child of God. He doesn't understand it. He believes that there should be much more. And that's the reason why a lot of people are falling into that trap. And, you know, because Bible already tells you that you must believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. All right, that's Romans chapter 10, all right, from 9 to 10. So Bible already tells us that the only way you receive Jesus is that you believe with your heart unto righteousness, and then you confess with your mouth, all right, to salvation. You want to use your heart and your mouth, all right. So and that's all you need to do. But the religious man, the natural man, feels that that's too cheap. Let's go and do other things. That's the way God can, you know, come upon the matter. So they begin to tell you, oh yeah, I mean, if you tell some Christians, all right, who already are finding difficult to just believe that all you just need to do is to confess and all of that, tell them that, okay, you want your prayers to be answered. Oh yeah, bring a bucket of water. Let us pour powder. Let us do, as long as you are doing something, they like it. And I hope you are not one of those people that you need to do something. Don't do anything, because grace that was given to you didn't need you to do anything. Listen, did you come to beg Jesus for Jesus to have died for you? No. So if you didn't beg Jesus to die for you, and he did it, Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He so loved the world, he decided to do. Hallelujah. He didn't need you and I to beg him. And so he did what he had to do, and then he gave us eternal life. Listen, if you didn't do anything for Jesus, for God to have sent Jesus to give you salvation, to give you eternal life, then what do you think you need to do to impress God? What kind of work do you think you need to do? Sweeping the church? No, he doesn't need it. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't need it. It doesn't even need you being a worker in a system. Yeah. I'm saying that categorically. Because all of those things are not equivalent to him blessing you. You do it out of the motive of, I want to serve my father because I know he loves me and I love him too. It's different from, I'm doing this because I want him to bless you. He has already blessed you without you doing nothing. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He has already what? Blessed you without you doing nothing. Oh, we're going to look at it. You need to say it. You need to see it. You have been blessed in Christ Jesus. You have been blessed. You have been blessed. You have been blessed. Look at 2 Peter. Now, I want you to look at it. 2 Peter chapter 1. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Hallelujah. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 says that grace and peace be multiplied to you. All right? In the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That's what it says. That means that grace and peace be multiplied. All right? You've got grace and then you've got peace in multiple fold. All right? It says that it says to you in the knowledge. It has to be in the knowledge of God. It can't be in the knowledge of man. And that's the reason. Bible says that my people perish because they lack knowledge. So you and I must crave for knowledge. When we crave for knowledge, we begin to see the inheritances that we have in Christ Jesus. So look at it now. It says that these things are multiplied to you. The more you open your heart to learn, to know, to, you know, all of those things, the more it is for you to receive. Hallelujah. The more it is for you to receive. The more it is for you to receive. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. In the knowledge of God. Grace and peace is multiplied. It's multiplied. Look at verse 3. That's where I want you to see. It says, as his divine power has given to us all things. Hey, did he say a few things? Oh, no. He said all things. What gave you all things? Did you beg? No. He says his divine power. His divine power. The divinity of God gave you all things. The moment you believe and you receive, the moment you believe, you will receive them. He says he has given you all things. Look at it. Look at how he says it. He says he's giving you all things that pertains to life. All right? Anything that pertains to this life, God has given it to you. Anything that pertains to godliness, he says, through the knowledge of him. Did you see that? So that means that even for you to enjoy all things, it has to be through his knowledge. So that means you and I have got to get deeper in the word of God. Because God's knowledge is his word. Amen. When you know the word of God, it's part of our inheritance. When you know the word of God, you can stand against the enemy. You can stand before the enemy. Oh, glory to God. Did you hear what I said? You can stand before Jesus and you can stand before the enemy as his master. Hallelujah. Yes. You stand before the enemy as his master. Why? Because he has been defeated. 1,000 times he has been defeated. He's under your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to end here tonight. Oh, have you gotten blessed already tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, can you talk in other tongues? We're going to continue from here next Friday. All right? I need you to stay with me throughout the series, you know, so that you would know exactly what belongs to you. What belongs to you is important. That way you can fight as a new creation. That way you can fight. You can fight. You can claim what belongs to you and you're not afraid. Why? Because you know you have seen it from the scriptures that this one belongs to me now. It belongs to me. Yeah, I said it belongs to me. And you can sit with it. Hallelujah. You can sit with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can sit with these things. You can sit knowing your right in Christ Jesus. Knowing that the enemy can no longer cheat you, can no longer defeat you. Yeah, yeah. He can no longer. I will continue from here next week. God bless you, child of God. Come on, will you just go ahead and talk in other tongues, giving him praise tonight? Eli Maro Koto. Go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for what I already have heard. Oh, it's going to get deeper from here, from next week. It's going to get deeper and deeper. So just stay, knowing the word, telling yourself that you already, presently, you already know that you are a child of grace. What did you do to become a child of grace? Nothing. What is grace? You don't merit it, Abby, because you didn't do anything, but God says you merit it. Hallelujah. He gave it to you. Hallelujah. He gave it to you. It's a free will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't God so good to us? Isn't God so good just loving us from every way? Every way, he just loves us. Come on, would you go ahead and shower your love back to him? Go ahead and say, Father, I love you in return. Oh, I thank you in return. Ah, I give you the praise, the glory, the honor. In return, thank you for giving me a life to enjoy. Hallelujah. John 10:10. He has come that we may have life and have it to an overflow. Have life and enjoy it. Come on, go ahead and say, I enjoy life. Amen. 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 I enjoy life. I enjoy the life of God. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I refuse to allow myself down. I refuse to allow the things that the enemy is doing to become a distraction. No, I am his master. Did you learn that this evening? Glory to God. Give God praise where you are. Give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Glory to God. All right, let's come in on time next week so that we can get deeper and have more time to share God's word. All right? Have a beautiful weekend. Happy Easter in advance. All right? Enjoy this season. All right, and just keep reflecting on all that Christ has done. And that's the reason why I'm bringing it to you tonight. All right, there's a lot Christ has done for us, and we just need to be grateful. All right, so it's a time of rejoicing. It's a time of rejoicing. Rejoice this weekend. Give God praise this weekend. Bless him. The little testimonies that you have seen already this year, forget it. There is much more. Amen. There is much more. You haven't seen anything yet. Glory to God. There is much more. So excited when it comes to the word of God, because it gets better. It just keeps getting better. All right. Have a great, great, great evening. Love you, everyone. Have a great night. Bye.
I feel it in my bones. You're about to move. I feel it in the wind. You're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So come. Sure.